A householder's DIY defences look to have saved his property as the region's coast took a battering from storm force winds and wild waves. Mother Nature's two-pronged attack saw high tides and northeasterly winds of up to 70 miles per hour scour huge steps in the sands, some stretches losing up to 6 feet overnight. For Lance Martin in the Marams, Hemsby, it meant a sleepless night as waves tore into soft dunes below his teetering bungalow, where a string of properties have already been abandoned and bulldozed before they toppled into the sea. He said, "It was more than fortunate that I put the defences in, because we all thought it was going to be nice and calm until the winter next year. It was really bad, and the wind must have been up to 70 miles per hour easy. I had to put safety goggles on coming out into the garden because of all the sand, and it was blowing me all over the place. The square blocks were in a nice square line, and without them I would have been vulnerable. The waves were crashing at the base of the blocks. It has saved me. He was pretty hairy. The hope was that the sea would put back what it had taken away by the summer." The former soldier won permission to reposition the giant blocks on the beach, creating an impact zone for the waves, just last month. He had previously mounted an audacious strategic retreat, pulling his bungalow back from the cliff edge to buy him more time in his dream retirement home. And while a huge amount of sand had been grabbed, exposing his buried defences and shifting one-ton rocks, in other places there was too much of the stuff blown in front of the lifeboat station and cafe further along. Just south of Hemsby, at Scratby, the effects of the storm were clear to see with a 5-foot vertical ridge in places. In recent years, Hemsby has become a poster community for coastal erosion, with dramatic images of homes hanging off cliffs seen around the world. The case for protection and funding is still being made, with residents and council arguing that the cost of coastal erosion to the economy, tourism and seaside culture make defences worth fighting for.